35. Tobogganing. It was difficult to get an appointment with the doctor when Verity's mum called the next day. Amber Hill was renowned for its doctor shortage. Every family doctor had far more patients than they desired, and anyone making an appointment usually had to wait at least a week, if not two. On top of this, with the March break coming up, the doctor had a vacation planned with her family. However, an appointment was finally fixed for a date 2 weeks later. While Cara had felt concern over Verity's leg, her anxiety had been eased with Aunt Judy's words. "Oh, I know exactly what's wrong with her," Aunt Judy had stated confidently. "When I was in my 20s, my right leg, actually, perhaps it was my left leg, started giving out on me, just like Verity's. I went to doctor after doctor, and no one could find out what was wrong. I must have put up with that leg for almost a year, and then I decided to try a chiropractor. After seeing him 4 times a week for a good 6 months, the problem completely went away. There was just simply a pinched nerve in my back that needed some adjustments." Cara wanted Verity to see their family doctor first, but she didn't feel it was an urgent situation. After all, Aunt Judy had put up with her bad leg for a whole year. "Hey, Verity," Thomas spoke up at supper that evening, "if Peter calls to check on your appointment, why don't you invite him over for some tobogganing during the holidays? It's a shame we haven't had a chance to ask him before." So Peter was invited, and all involved hoped eagerly that there would still be enough snow. When the March break finally arrived, 3 other school friends had been invited to come as well. Purity, Emily and Kate were also excited to see what the big hills were like. Late one afternoon, bundled up in layers of warm clothing, they grabbed their sleds and trudged up the pathway to the tobogganing hill. The snow was fluffy and quite deep. It lay on the big dark pines like icing on a cake. Above them, the sky was a beautiful blue, in bright contrast to the sparkling white of the world all around. "I'm so glad there isn't a wind," Thomas exclaimed. "When the wind starts blowing out here, it can be too miserable to do anything." The 4 newcomers were very impressed by the graceful rolling scenery all around them. "Oh, Verity," Emily breathed, having reached a height where she could see down into the valley. "I would love to live here. You are so lucky." Verity glanced at Thomas, who was nodding his head in agreement. "We are lucky. We know it," he stated with pleasure. "Our old place in Saskatchewan was in the middle of the city. We didn't know what a view was back then." When they reached the top of the ridge, the girls looked down the steep slope with alarm. "You actually sled down this hill?" questioned Emily, looking like she was about to do something extremely dangerous. Verity laughed. "This is Thomas's run. He loves the challenge here. It's a bit gentler on the other side." Peter suggested that he and Thomas help get a track started for the girls on the easy slope and save the steep one for later. It was a lot of fun piling onto the sleds and tobogganing down with the boys. At first they went down quite slowly as they kept sinking into the snow. But after a few runs, the surface became hard and well packed, so the slide down was good and fast. Verity was secretly having quite a struggle walking back up the hills. She hadn't tobogganed for a couple of months, and she felt very out of shape. There was a lot of pain in her lower back especially, but she kept her smile, and no one seemed to notice. "How can I be feeling so old," she wondered, "when I'm only 16? After a couple of hours, the boys decided to try out the scary side. For a while, the girls stayed where they were, enjoying the longer but slower ride, while they listened to Peter and Thomas whoop and holler as they flew over the jumps on the steep hill. The long walk back up the hill kept them toasty warm. It was great exercise. Apart from the pain, Verity was enjoying the visit. They talked about things at school and life in general. Laughing and chatting, they were all quite happily keeping company with one another, until they became aware of a strange quietness. The girls had almost reached the top of the hill when they noticed this absence of noise. Hurrying to the top, they looked over the edge to see Peter and Thomas sprawled out down below, lying very, very still. Their toboggan lay upside down some yards away. It looked as though they had collided with a tree and gone flying off in different directions. "Oh, no!" Verity cried. "Peter! Thomas!" she hollered down. "Are you two okay?" There was no answer. The girls turned wild-eyed to one another, panic taking hold. Do you want me to run back and call an ambulance? Kate asked, her voice wavering. Not yet, said Verity shakily. Let's go down first and see just what is wrong.
What? Go down this hill? Questioned Emily in fear. Look at what happened to them. Now we know how dangerous it really is.
Well, I'm going down right now, Verity said firmly, feeling there was no time to waste. If you don't want to come, you can stay up here and be ready to run for help if we need it.
Wait, I'll come with you, said Purity, trembling. Oh, I hope they're okay.
I'll come too, said Kate anxiously, but go slowly. Emily stayed back as the rest jumped on the toboggan and slid down the hill. With Kate's feet dragging in the snow on both sides, it wasn't a very fast ride at all. Verity was feeling tremendous anxiety pulsating through her. All this time, the boys hadn't moved at all. Whatever could be wrong? If something were seriously wrong, how on earth would they ever get Peter and Thomas back to the house? It would take hours for the four of them to pull the boys all that way up the hill. As soon as they reached the bottom, they dashed over, hearts pounding and fear in every vein. "We'd better not move them in case their spines are injured," Kate exclaimed. Verity hadn't considered this. What a scary thought that was. But on the other hand, the boys would freeze just lying in the snow waiting for medical help to come. Purity and Kate were already at Thomas's side, so Verity ran to where Peter lay sprawled. With tears in her eyes, she took off her mitts and put her hand above his mouth. He was still breathing, at least. She touched his head. She couldn't feel any lumps. There was no sign of blood anywhere. How would she ever know where he was hurt, or whether his spine was injured?
"Please, Peter, tell me what's wrong," she sobbed, not knowing what else to do.
All of a sudden, Peter's face broke into a grin, and he burst out laughing. Thomas, too, quickly lost his dead look and doubled over in glee. Verity sat back on the heels of her boots. It was a little hard to go from near cardiac arrest to realizing that they had been cleverly duped. But slowly a smile crossed her face as she wiped the tears from her eyes and pondered how well the boy's scheme had worked.
"Peter, that was mean," she said reproachfully.
Peter was laughing so hard he could only look up at her. He couldn't answer.
"It was so mean," exclaimed Purity, "that I think we ought to snow them."
So began an intense battle of who could rub the most snow into the other's face. Finally, worn out from a good day's worth of exercise, they all collapsed in the drifts. Emily eventually found the nerve to come down the hill sitting on her rear, not a sled. Above the hills, the sky was turning a deep indigo blue, and the sun was low in the horizon. The hours had gone swiftly by.
"So whose wicked little voice thought up that evil plan?" Verity asked, although she was pretty sure that she knew the answer.
Thomas and Peter just looked at each other, laughing again at the memory. They weren't going to tell.
"Don't you know we almost called the ambulance?" remarked Emily.
Peter grinned. "Oh, we wouldn't have let it go that far. We just wanted to see if you'd worry about us or not."
"Worry about you?" Verity retorted. "We were scared to death."
The first little stars were twinkling in the ultramarine sky, and a full moon lit up the evening, reflecting off the white of the snow. All around, the lights of the cities far away sparkled and glittered. There was a peaceful sense that everything was all right. Verity was so happy to be here with these friends that she loved. She felt that they had something very special in common. The times they'd spent together trying to understand God's word had strengthened their bonds of friendship. Looking over at Thomas, she noticed the warmth and laughter in his face as he talked and joked with the girls. "What are you thinking?" Peter asked, gently tugging on the frozen locks of her hair that had escaped from inside her hat. She hugged her knees, ignoring the pain in her back. "I'm just thinking how happy I am that God has given us life, that he's given us this beautiful world to enjoy, and that he's given Thomas and me so many good friends here. Look at Thomas. He's really enjoying himself. I know he's glad we came here now." Peter nodded. "Yeah. Thomas and I are really good buddies. We see eye to eye on a lot of things." He paused and looked at her. "Then again, he's a different person now than he was at first. When he was a slave to sin," Verity remarked, quoting Romans. Peter sighed. "I guess that's an ongoing struggle we all have," he remarked thoughtfully. "At times in our lives we feel we're winning, and at other times we know we're losing, in a big way." Emily and Kate stood up to head back. Now that they were all just sitting in the snow, the cold was starting to seep in rather quickly. Reluctantly, Verity tried to pull herself up. Peter quickly held out his hand and brought her to her feet. "How's your leg?" he asked quietly. She turned hesitantly, wishing Peter didn't notice when she had difficulty with it, and yet appreciating that he cared. "It's okay," she said cheerfully. "At least it's still working." They trudged back up the steep hill, with the boys kindly taking the heavy sleds. Thankfully, with the full moon, it wasn't too hard to see where they were going. Verity's heart felt full of joy and peace. God had been so good. So many of her prayers had been answered. God had been with her at every turn, helping and guiding her. She had found the answers she'd been looking for, and so many more as well. Now, in her thankfulness, she wanted to respond in obedience to him.